Hey, this is Kari Payton. I'm Cyborg from Teen Titans and Injustice and Injustice 2. And you're listening to The Night Nerd. So keep listening. Booyah!
Welcome to the special preview of the Star Comics 40th Anniversary Bash at Freaky Tiki Tavern coming up on September 30th. I'm Lance, one of the hosts of the night, and I am very honored to have Robert here with us. Robert, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
I'm so glad you're here. So, this bash is 40 years in the making, one could say.
Yeah, you know, the store's been around since 1977, and we finally hit our 40th anniversary. And wanted to do October is the official month of the anniversary. So to just the night before, you know, the month of the anniversary starts, we wanted to have a little party. And LubbockCon and Freaky Tiki Tavern invited us to be part of their geek nights at Freaky Tiki. And so we said yes. So we thank them for doing that on our behalf. And then you and Derek agreed to be our gracious hosts for the evening.
They say that now.
And make the evening fun with all of your experience on the mic. And we really appreciate it. And we're just looking to have a good time.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. We have a lot of cool things planned. You know, we went into this with a lot of ideas because, like you said, 40 years is a big thing.
Yeah.
And we really wanted to celebrate it. And we went through a few planning sessions, mm-hmm. midnight releases, late night talks, not quite war rooms and figurines and things.
No.
We have a lot of stuff. One of the things we're featuring is trivia. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be all nerd-based trivia. You know, things that if somebody were to walk into your store, they could find the answers to.
Sure.
You know, whether it be classic comics or graphic novels, you know, all sorts of things that your store just really embraces, because that's one thing I love about your store and in the time I've been going there is you really have a broad appeal to everyone and everything. And I hope that our trivia, you know, everybody that goes will know that. And now Derek's coming up with them, you know. Derek's really,
yeah,
he's our go-to for, I always joke, he can tell you what was on panel 7 of page 9 of X-Men number 319 or something.
He's real entrenched, yes, definitely.
He knows.
I thought the trivia would be fun because, as you said, when people have come into the store in the distant past, the recent past, and then currently, one of the things that they enjoy about it, other than just being able to browse comic books and graphic novels, is being able to talk about comic books and graphic novels. Just like in a good record shop, people like to go and talk about music. In a good theater or movie store, people like to go in and talk about movies. Well, people like to come in and talk about comics. And then inadvertently, because of the modern age, they like to talk about Netflix and movies and music. But it's always been that way. I mean, Star was always a place where people of like minds, and also people that didn't necessarily agree on things, could come together and talk about and have a good discussion about the day's events, politics, Tony Stark, Captain America, why the Superman movie was good or bad, or, you know, all of those things have been happening since 1977. I remember as a child myself going in there and always listening to all the adults have some really nerdy conversations and then also have some really intellectual and deep conversations. And it was always a lot of fun. It just creates a nice little atmosphere.
Yeah, and that's, you know, again, the theme that we're going to keep going with for the night is we want everybody to come in, and if they, you know, if you want to talk about that panel 7 or if you want to talk about Iron Fist, because everybody has an opinion on Iron Fist, whatever you want to talk about, you know, I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and everyone's going to be there. All the cool kids are going to be there, at least, and it'll be good. Another element that we're bringing to it is our budget cosplay contest.
Yes. Everybody always asks about a cosplay contest. I have a personal opinion about cosplay contests, and this one really kind of fits what I like to see. And you guys came up with it. I thought it was really a neat idea. And it's a fun, casual, just something to enjoy yourself in the evening type thing amongst like-minded adults. And so we're looking forward to that part too.
Yeah, and what it is, it's the budget cosplay, because, you know, you can see on the internet, you see all sorts of videos and pictures of people that have spent hundreds of hours and thousands of dollars on these. And I'll give credit where credit is due. Oh, they're beautiful cosplays.
Talented people.
But then there's us. And, you know, we want, like, the duct tape Venom suits.
Sure. And we want people to just really just kind of come in and have a good time. Mm-hmm. And it is hard to have a good time in a smaller environment, whether it's a store or a bar or a restaurant or something of that nature, when you have a really elaborate wing costume with dark makeup and special contact lenses in, you know, and that stuff is great and beautiful and really fun to look at, but we just wanted people to have a good laugh.
Okay. I mean, and that's one thing I know us here at the Night Nerd,
I hope the people who make really elaborate costumes have fun just making a nice little kind of duct tape, the post-it note, you know, yeah. Whatever they come up with that can be more on that just funny, loose,
oh yeah,
casual side. Something that if somebody writes on all the post-it notes, nobody worries about it, you know.
Yeah, and, you know, none of us take ourselves too seriously.
No, not
at all. And I think that's, you know, going with the fun and everything is something we're really looking forward to. I have some ideas for what I want to dress up as. I'm not going to be part of the contest, but it'll be an all-night judging thing, so you don't have to worry about being there and
stuff. No, yeah, you're not going to parade yourself or anything. It's just you'd come in the door. A lot of people around us will take note of different costumes, different ideas, different silliness, and then just bring it to the attention of the host from time to time. And it's a small enough space. It's comfortable. It's a great spot. But it's small enough that we can see everybody as they come in and walk around and head up to the bar, talk to one another, and do all that kind of stuff. So, and I think everybody will notice and take pictures and have a good time that way. And so, we'll see you out there on the floor and bring it to the attention of Lance and Derek, and they'll kind of casually call out who our budget cosplay contest winner is at a certain point in the evening.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Speaking of the venue, you know, it's a very fun venue. I've been to a few shows there and things. It's at 2512 Texas Avenue here in Lubbock, Texas. It's just off the Depot District. Mm-hmm. It's really a nice little place. It's non-smoking.
It is non-smoking.
Which is really nice.
And a lot of people, if you know where our downtown location is, it's just... So we're on... the north side of 19th Street near the Depot District, you know, and they are on the south side of 19th Street off of Texas Avenue.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's a fun little place. They have TVs with video games, mm-hmm, hooked up, which we will definitely be partaking in that. May see if somebody thinks they can beat me at, you know, GoldenEye or Battletoads or Tecmo Bowl or something, give out some prizes. And it is a really cool bar. And we're hoping, behind the curtain, we're still trying to iron out stuff, but we have some really cool plans. We're talking to people to get the drinks that they had at San Diego Comic-Con this year for DC's big metal party and their big metal, mm-hmm, event. And there's some, you know, all the different Dark Knights, all the different Batman, there's drinks after all of them, and then also for the Doomsday Clock, so... We're looking forward to seeing those being served, poured up and everything. And I think it's a lot of fun because anytime, you know, you can really just immerse the whole venue in something. And this, we're going to have the trivia on the mic. We're going to have the cosplay walking around. And we're going to have the themed drinks behind the bar. Mm-hmm. So literally everywhere you turn is going to be Star Comics related. It's really going to... Like you said, that just open, inviting, come in, have fun, and hang out.
Yeah, we're hoping to see a drink and draw start up that night. We'll see. That's also in the works. But, you know, if anybody who's ever done a drink and draw with their local sketch groups or artist groups, artist collectives, we'll see what pops up there. So keep an eye out for the Lubbock Artist Collective. See if they have an announcement about a drink and draw that night. And we'd love to see people come out and just have fun and be artistic and just enjoy the evening.
So I'm going to spring a question on you here, Robert.
Sure.
So people to come to this, how exclusive is this party? I mean, who are we hoping shows up?
Well, this is an open invitation. So most of the staff and people who are involved in kind of the day-to-day operations of Star will be in attendance. And the idea is not for them to be there to work, but to actually be there, accessible, and to enjoy the evening themselves. We want people that support the store to give them an opportunity to come out, hang out with us outside of that environment in a more casual, low-key, nighttime environment, which they're not necessarily used to talking to us in, and just not having the counter as the barrier between us and just being able to see one another in outside of the store environment.
So leave your autograph books at home, kids, because they're taking the night off. So that's for the store. That's where they do all their signings. But I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, I really appreciate you and Derek offering to host. I thank Lubicon and Freaky Tiki Tavern for setting this up for us. We really appreciate that. I always thank all of our customers and the people that have supported us throughout the decades, and then everybody who works really hard to make Star Comics a fun environment, both online and in-store. We couldn't do any of it without any of you guys.
Yeah, and we are super, super honored to be part of it. One last thing, Robert, if they wanted to get some more information on this, I know there's a Facebook page or a Facebook event for it. Mm-hmm. We're pushing it on the Night Nerd. You're pushing it on Star Comics.
Yes.
If they want to come into the store and get some info, where is your store located?
Our store is located at 2014 34th Street in Lubbock, Texas, between Avenue U and T.
So definitely all those places are great. If you need to know anything, we're all here to, like you said, there's...
I did have some online questions today. It is 18 and older. We will have more events through the month of October, some smaller events in-store, some specials, and then the second weekend of November, we're planning kind of our final birthday cake style party that'll be at the store, and that one will be all ages friendly.
Nice. That'll be a lot of fun. Really, really looking forward to that. Again, Robert, thank you so much for taking your time coming out here to our studio in the middle of nowhere and getting all this information to the fine folks out there.
No, thank you, Lance.
Thank you. And we hope to see you all in just a few weeks. Mm-hmm. At September 30th.
September 30th. The evening starts at 7 p.m. The scheduled events end at 9, but the doors don't close and lock at that time, so everybody is still more than welcome to hang out and enjoy themselves. Yeah,
they're not going to kick us out if we're having fun.
Nope, not at all.
So it's going to be great. I can't wait to see you all there. Make sure to come up, say hi to us, play some trivia. Don't forget your budget cosplay. It's going to be fun, and we will see you all there.
All right.